This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
In Texas right now, we have 3 inches of the white stuff. Oh, I'm sorry. I figured if you believed that nothing was fishy with Jeffrey Epstein's suicide, you would buy the snow story. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, and this is where we start. I talk about this show as being the buzz in your backyard and mine. I've never seen so many people who could care less about some rich financier and his tawdry, sick life. I've never, ever seen so many people talking about drug trafficking, sexual abuse related to one man than I have in the last 3 days in my entire life, because people were appalled by it. People in small towns, people in big cities, people in every nook and cranny where they heard the little blip that, oh yeah, Jeffrey Epstein, he pled guilty to state charges of soliciting and procuring a person under 18 for prostitution. Basically had a country club time of it. And then he finally gets a federal charge, a couple of them slammed at him. He tries to commit suicide in a Manhattan jail. And then the 66-year-old, who had been placed on suicide watch less than 3 weeks after being found in his cell with bruises on his neck, killed himself, supposedly, because he was returned to the jail's housing area for notorious and infamous people. So what did the details of his death tell us? He was placed on suicide watch, and then supposedly he was removed. The warden had the power to veto it. He should have. He didn't. I really, really would love to know the true details of this. So the MCC, the Metropolitan Correctional Facility, is definitely under scrutiny. The chief of the Federal Prison Workers Union says, well, they've had shortages because of the Bureau of Prisons. They haven't dispatched officers from other locations. They're trying to. They have a little bit, but they have to fill the void. There's about 30 openings at the facility. So they're just making the civilians work a little bit longer. They're pressing officers into overtime shifts. Ugh. And you have a high-profile case like this. So check this out. Supposedly, the word is from the AP that a guard in his unit was working a fifth straight day of overtime. Another guard was working mandatory overtime the day he was found. Of course, they can't publicly discuss it, so they are unnamed sources, shortages, problems at the place where Jeffrey Epstein, the billionaire times 10, was being kept. Don't the victims deserve what was taken from them to confront their accuser in court? Well, now they won't have that. Epstein was awaiting trial on federal sex trafficking charges when he was found unresponsive. That happened just before 7 o'clock on Saturday morning. And then they took him to New York's Presby Hospital. He was pronounced dead. Shocker. When he pretty much was dead when they went in, he was unresponsive. Ruling on the cause of death, is pending. People are watching this closely, and they should be. They should be watching this. I mean, what kind of responsibility is it for the jailers when someone decides to take their own life? There are far more questions than answers with the death of 66-year-old Jeffrey Epstein, especially when he's tied to so many well-heeled people like royalty, Prince Andrew, they deny all of the connections to Epstein when it comes to underage girls. And there were others, high-powered businessmen, supposedly tied to him as well, because he was having parties in his Manhattan and Palm Beach mansions, along with other locations. Oh, yeah, he owned an island. The indictment itself came 11 years after he avoided what could have been a lengthy prison sentence when he pled guilty in Florida to the state charges I mentioned of soliciting and procuring a person under 18 for prostitution. And, of course, that plea deal drew intense scrutiny, and that's what led to Alex Acosta, who negotiated the plea deal when he was an attorney in Miami, to resign as the labor secretary because he couldn't take the heat over the questions as to why did he get this light sentence. In the end, I don't want to belabor the point, and what a way to open the show, except for to say it's not fair in a world where people who are younger, inexperienced, have no armor to weather the seductions of people who are out there facilitating these introductions, sometimes with hocus-pocus, ridiculous lies, allegedly. No wonder the French are demanding an investigation in France for all the time he spent there. And how about this? Like I said, more questions than answers about what was going on with not only his monitoring, but also what happened in the past, because there were so many documents that had just been gathered that were just released that had damaging or embarrassing information about a lot of rich, famous, and powerful people. Who were those people? And there were rumors as to who some of those people were. Let's just say Silicon Valley technology gurus, supposedly arranging for drugs, sex, and who knows whatever else. The key is there was a nickname, the Lolita Train is what they called it. But again, the victims who came forward will not get to face their accuser. They are robbed of that. Because he takes the coward's way out, because someone helps him take the coward's way out, because somebody turned their head, who knows? But that we do know. There is no justice for those that came forward, even though the promise isn't, according to our Attorney General, William Barr, that they will pursue the co-conspirators, those who helped him recruit underage girls unbeknownst to them. So who has blood on their hands? I think there's a lot of people. Let's see if they dig them up. They're going to have to do a lot of excavating in all corners of Epstein's life to be able to find those people. Let's see if they have the guts to do it. Meet you on the flip side.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
As we kick off the week, some new info. The friend who provided the Dayton shooter with ridiculous amounts of ammunition, 100-round magazine, and body armor faces federal charges. So there is that, a friend of Connor Betts, who is the guy who's accused of providing him with that. And we think about August 4th and the attack. And, you know, you've got really some crazy things that are starting to unravel, and we're not done yet. So many of you have sent me a ton of emails about what do we do if we're in a situation like Dayton. We're out grabbing some grub, it's a nightclubby area, or we have our kids out in those areas. What do we do? Or it's a weekend like in El Paso and you're grabbing some supplies in Walmart, and suddenly there is an active shooter. So I am so pleased to welcome to the show Greg Schaefer. He's a former FBI agent and hostage rescue team operator. He's got a great book that I met him Saturday, and I started pouring through it on Saturday night. My husband's like, I think I lost my wife. To Stay Safe is the name of his book, Security Secrets for Today's Dangerous World. Greg, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
So active shooters, we know in the wake of what just happened a couple of weeks ago, people really have their radar up. So there was a motorcycle that backfired, and in Times Square, people ran out of Times Square. They ran out of an indoor-outdoor mall in Utah. We're super sensitized now to that pop, pop, pop sound. But the reality is, and you know this as a guy who did this for a living, what can we do when we're in these public places without being completely paranoid and just staying indoors? But how can we protect ourselves from this situation?
Well, that's a good question. And you certainly don't want to walk around or live your life in a state of paranoia. That's not what we're looking for at all. But you do want to go through life in a relaxed awareness. Situational awareness is key. And when what I mean by situational awareness, Kate, is just, again, having that relaxed awareness of what's around you and who's around you and recognizing the anomalies in each environment you're in. And what I mean by that is this, every environment you're in, whether it's a Walmart, whether it's a Starbucks, or whether it's a movie theater, it has a normalcy to it that you are familiar with. So you don't look for those things that don't fit that normalcy. Here's a perfect example of what I mean. The Boston Marathon bombers. When the bomb went, the two pressure cooker bombs went off. So what's the normalcy when two bombs go off? It's chaos, panic, fear, right?
Yeah.
So the FBI collected over 1,000 cell phones and looked at the video footage because everybody's videotaping at the finish of the race. And they looked at what happened when the bombs went off. And they saw everybody going, in a chaotic, panic, fear mode, except they found one individual who looked very relaxed. And when the bomb went off, was looking in a total different direction from where the bombs were going off. So they identified him as being that abnormality, the anomaly in the environment. Then they followed him using other cell phone footage they acquired and footage from different cameras from different retailers on the street, And they followed him where he met with another individual. Make a long story short, they identified the bombers by looking for the anomalies. Same thing in the Walmart. Same thing in your church or in school. Look for things that don't fit. And when they don't fit, pay attention to them. Have good situational awareness. And then, sorry for interrupting, if you are caught up in the chaos of an active shooter, your best course of action is always to run. It's to move. The shooter has a 4% hit rate on the moving target nationwide. So you have a 96% chance of not being shot by running. It's those that hide, those that cower under their desk, hide in the closet, lock themselves in a room where there's no exit, and they can't lock the door. Those are the ones that oftentimes are the victims.
I like it. It's a situational awareness. Run, don't cower. Try to get away. That is great, great advice. And you know this because, I mean, my gosh, you've protected so many people. You've had an incredible career. We could take the whole show and talk about that, whether it's the Olympics, whether it's, you were there in Yemen after the whole coal bombing, how awful that was. So you've seen it all. And you know that when spaces are wide open, that's just ripe, soft target, isn't it?
That's exactly true. Anymore you go to a professional sporting event, whether it's, hockey, football, or baseball, and they have magnetometers, they have bag checks. You can take a bag in, it's got to be a clear bag. So we've done a great job in hardening those targets that used to be a lot softer that are gatherings of large crowds. But it's the things like, that Gilroy Garlic Festival in California just a few weeks ago. It's things like back-to-school sales at Walmart, those soft targets. The bad guys know that. And you know what? What the hardest part of my job is as a risk manager and security consultant now?
What's the hardest part?
The hardest part is getting good people like you and your listeners to really understand and comprehend and accept the fact that evil exists. You see, most of us have gone through our lives and never been a victim of violent crime, which is fantastic. But the world's changing. Evil is out there. I mean, you look at this Walmart shooter and the shooter in Dayton. Their motivation was, to us, it's nonsensical. One was far right, one was far left. It's all over the spectrum. There's no sense on why you walk into Sandy Hook Elementary and kill 20-some-odd 5- and 6- and 7-year-olds or sit in your 32nd floor of a hotel room and take pot shots at a concert area 400 yards away. That makes no sense to us. There's evil in the world. We may not understand it, condone it, accept it, or like it, but we have to understand that it exists. And we need to be wary of that and be aware of that.
Absolutely. And a lot of people listening, Greg, we have a couple of minutes left, and we'll have you back on again. But airline safety, because so many of us are flying, and we get the frisked by the TSA. But then we're wide open once we're sitting there in the lounge and get on the plane. What do you do?
Well, in the airline industry, there's been a lot of instances since 9/11 where the passengers have, gotten together and taken down, you know, the threat. You know, Richard Reid, the shoe bomber, is a perfect example of that. So there is strength in numbers, and there are numerous incidents of where unarmed civilians banding together have stopped violent attacks. So, again, it's maintain that situational awareness. Look for those things that don't fit, and then just be aware of it. So if all of a sudden he does draw a weapon, you're 3 steps in front of it, and you're out the door or running down the hallway or trying to create distance between you and the shooter. But, you know, airports are very safe nowadays. You know, one of the safest places you can be is inside the security area of an airport.
Yeah, because the response time is so quick now. When they had something that was happening in L.A. and there was a guy with a gun, boom, he was down before you knew it. And this was over a year ago. So it's survival as a mindset is something that we have to take away from this, not a skill set. And the name of the book is Stay Safe, Security Secrets for Today's Dangerous World. Greg Schaefer is a former FBI special agent and hostage rescue team operator, as I said, and now he's part of Schaefer Security. Security, of course, he's the founding partner. It's a global risk management and security consulting firm. Boy, I bet you have some good stories with that, too.
Well, we don't have the time, fortunately, but I'd love to come back on and tell you some more war stories.
That sounds good to me, but you definitely piqued our interest, and I know that you gave the listener something to think about. So, Greg, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it, and look forward to talking to you again.
Yeah, absolutely. So good stuff. When what Greg is saying is a lot of us have not been in a situation where, yeah, there was an active shooter. We scrambled. We didn't scramble. We got lucky. He was gunned down or whatever might have happened. But it is your mindset. He's exactly right about that. The world is a different place. It doesn't mean that we can't live our lives. But being aware is so, so critical. And I knew... And we'll have Greg back on. I knew I had him on when I started to read his book, and I was reading that second chapter was about situational awareness, and he talks a lot about his work, and you see pictures of him, you know, all in Fallujah and all over the place, and he talks about, you know, what you can look for and what to do and how to kind of, you know, reset that, put your awareness antenna sort of up that I talk about. What are you looking for? What doesn't seem right? What exactly is it? How do I know if I'm paying attention, observing the right things? Are there behaviors or warning signs of imminent threats that I should be aware of? And I guess the more it's true, the more that you get used to doing that, the safer you will feel. Hang with us. I'll meet you in a few. Just over the fence.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is downplaying fears that the nation is heading toward a recession. He says his talk about additional tax cuts is unrelated.
Yeah, we're looking at various tax reductions, but I'm looking at that all the time anyway, tax reductions. That's one of the reasons we're in such a strong economic position.
He blasted two Muslim congresswomen who are criticizing Israel and says the Democrats should reject them.
Where has the Democratic Party gone? Where have they gone where they're defending these two people over the state of Israel?
The president also seems to be walking back his call for stronger background checks for guns, saying that a tough screening system is already in place. Days after a brutal shootout in the city of Philadelphia, the police commissioner is resigning because of allegations of sexual harassment and racial and gender discrimination. The mayor says he's disappointed that Richard Ross is leaving. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Mr. Kate Delaney to join the party, a.k.a. Paul, my husband.
Man, I just want to say that's a great tune. I haven't heard that in a long time, but coming through these headphones, blasting, that is a great song.
You know, James Brown.
The one and only.
Yeah, the one and only. All right, before we get started, again, somebody called you. We were in Hawaii, and this nickname is kind of stuck, Mr. Kate Delaney, which I don't know why I called you Mr. Kate Delaney, but I think it's kind of funny, and so do you.
I nicknamed myself that way back in the day.
Okay. Well, I'll give it to you. A couple of things. One, I was looking at the rankings for dogs, and of course, the associate producer of this show, Mahalo, is a golden retriever, and I was really pained to learn that in this latest survey, his breed was not number one. Labs were number one. Two were German Shepherds. Golden three Golden Retrievers were number three. And what they said about Retrievers is Golden Retrievers aren't just intelligent, they're hard workers too. They're often used as guide dogs in search and rescue, as their name suggests, for hunting. And I thought, I don't know, our dog isn't a great hunter.
Well, the biggest surprise that I saw recently that I hadn't seen in the past, in the last couple of years, I've seen Golden Retrievers being used in snow mountain rescue, avalanche rescues, because apparently they're really good at that. Now, our dog loves snow when we get it every few years, and loves it so much that his paws get bloody and we have to bring him inside because he loves to slide in it and run around in it.
That's right, but he hasn't been in snow, like you said, for a while. Instead, he's been in the heat. It's crazy how hot it is. It was 106 just a couple of hours ago, and we live in a suburb of Dallas, Texas.
Yes, we do.
And, you know, how hot is it? It's so hot, right?
It's so hot.
It's so hot that...
Hold on, let me read your teleprompter. Let me see this teleprompter. We got a low budget here, so I got to read this teleprompter with my wife's chicken scratches.
I don't have...
Mrs. Kate Delaney, let me see. Okay, you can point it to me.
No, I've got to say it. You have to set up the joke.
Okay. It's so hot...
that all the ants are on fire.
Oh, that's pretty clever. All right. It's so hot...
you can wash and dry your clothes at the same time.
Okay, I got this. Okay, I give that a solid B minus. Okay, it's so hot.
I saw two trees in our yard fighting over a dog.
Two trees fighting over a dog. I was in a car accident recently, so you'll have to excuse me while I try and figure that one out. Okay.
Think of lifting the leg and watering.
Okay, got it. That was funny. That was, I have to say, that was the funniest one.
All right, so one more.
It's so hot.
I saw a dog chasing a cat, and they were both walking.
Ba-doom.
Nice cheap rim shot. So one of the things that you and I like to do is we like to go to movies. I do a cheap movie review every week on the show, and I thought it'd be fun to have Mr. Kate Delaney come on and give his two cents. We're going to play a little snippet of this. We saw a movie starring Melissa McCarthy, Elizabeth Moss, and Tiffany Haddish, and it's called The Kitchen. Take a listen.
Times change. You do what you gotta do. Some kids.
Most employers don't want mothers. It's a competitive market.
You don't know me.
With the money, you survive.
Now might be the time.
For what?
For you.
Our husbands have 24 months left on their sentences.
Sorry, baby.
This is the Irish mob. Organized crime.
We're going to take care of you. You girl's going to be just fine.
We got no money.
Can't even make the rent with what they gave me last night.
They didn't want me in the family in the first place.
40 years we pay protection and we don't get nothing for it.
They have been telling us forever that we are never going to do anything but have babies. A bunch of men that have forgotten what family means.
So we remind them.
Pretty, Mama.
Pretty doesn't matter. It's just a tool women use.
What?
Anything we want.
What do you want?
We are going to have crews everywhere.
I can see you got brains, and I know you got money. But we got one thing that you don't. We got criminals.
I told you we can't go around working for a bunch of women.
You are not smarter than me. I will wipe you off the face of the earth.
I don't want you to do it. I want you to teach me how to do it.
Just to be clear, now we run this neighborhood.
Step off my business.
Baby, it's my business now.
They're going to swallow this entire city. You go to war, there's no coming back.
Alfonso Coretti wants to talk.
If we go to Brooklyn, we're dead.
What do you wear to something like that? You get dressed up?
Really?
What?
My God, I lost count.
down again.
All right, so The Kitchen got panned by a lot of people, and especially Rotten Tomatoes, you know, my brother's favorite way to measure movies. But you and I went to check it out. We don't care about what Rotten Tomatoes says. And I liked it, and you did too.
Yeah, we got to the counter, and you said, "What movie are we seeing again?" on opening day, and we had to try to remember the name.
But we're both bad at that. We start naming all the actors. We've seen so many movies. We know the lines to the movies. We don't know the name.
We had to have assistance from the ticket girls. But we got a good seat on opening day, so that's good.
We did, and I say thumbs up. So if you like sort of mafia-type movies, it's the whole New York thing, the 70s, it's clever. I think it's cleverly done, and there's a good twist in the plot. I don't want to give it all away. I would say if you don't go to see it at the movie theaters, then when you're laying on your couch doing that couch surfing thing, then do the streaming when it comes out.
Yeah, or if you're sitting on your exercise ball like me because of our low-budget studio, check it out on your exercise ball or your couch or wherever you like to sit down or recline.
Okay, so here's the other thing. We got tickets, and it's very odd for me because I always have a press pass, but because my buddy Jill and her significant other are going to come up and fly in and see the game, and you and I are going to go, I could not get press passes for three other people, so I actually am going to be in the crowd at Jerry's World to see the Cowboys take on the Philadelphia Eagles. Who knows if Ezekiel Elliott will be part of the crew, though. Here's what Jerry Jones, the owner, Paul, or Mr. Kate Delaney, here's what he had to say about contracts and players.
Just know that, like so many things, it'll happen. It'll happen. There literally is no concern on my part at all about any time frame. That'll happen. The results are too good for them and too good for the Cowboys. Think about it, man. The results are too good for them and too good for the Cowboys. That always happens when it's good, that good for both of them.
All right, so Jerry Jones, he knows how to handle the press. Everybody keeps asking him every single day at training camp, oh, what's going on with Ezekiel Elliott? And he wants money, and he doesn't care if he's getting fined per day. They've got some backups in the running spot. Without any Elliott with Dak, forget about it. The Cowboys, to me, are toast. They need both of them. Dak rejected the latest offer. He wanted more than $30 million a year, so maybe $40 million. They got some contract woes to handle your team, so my Philadelphia Eagles just might soar right over the top of your Cowboys when we're at that Sunday night game.
Not a chance, but I think the most pressing question about Ezekiel Elliott as we're looking at this webpage here is, why does Colin Cowherd remind me of Pat Sajak?
Because he looks just like him in pictures.
When you shrink his picture down, it's pretty darn good representation.
If people don't know who Colin is, he's on ESPN, he's got a talk show, and he's one of those guys that makes a ton of money behind the mic.
Pat Sajak just says, spin the wheel, baby.
But he's made a fortune with the Wheel of Fortune. He's got the best life ever. When he tried to go into talk shows, who cares? I don't even know why he bothered. Because he has a good gig where they film a couple of days a week here and there. It's not a heavy, heavy schedule. He used to be a weather guy. People don't realize that in the South. And then he got the great break of doing Wheel of Fortune. It took off, and he's been doing it for how many years? There's a trivia question. How many years has Pat Sajak been doing the Wheel of Fortune? What do you think?
I'm going to say 36.
Wow, 36.
Just random.
Here's what I want to know. You're sitting on that ball, and just so everybody knows, we're in the studio, and Mr. Kate Delaney, did you have a shower today?
I'm having to rehab myself because you have no instincts for injured men.
I have no instincts for injured men? What does that mean? I've been waiting on you hand and foot. I've made you dinner for the past two nights, including ribeye, corn on the cob, shrimp.
You had me eat your already partially eaten corn on the cob, and I thought it was pretty gross, but you said it was fine because we're married.
I did not do that. You are the worst. All right, so Pat Sajak, he is, like I said, he's a television personality. He's a former weatherman. He's best known for Wheel of Fortune, which, oh my gosh, Wheel of Fortune, he's been on forever. forever. We just can't figure out how long that's been. Oh, that's going to bug me. You got to say goodbye, Mr. Kate Delaney. I'm going to figure it out.
Goodbye, Mr. Kate Delaney. She's going to figure it out. She is not your digital goddess, but she's close.
Coming up next, Kate's take on Epstein. Stay with us.
He needed me. It could be fantasy, oh.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's a wrap with Kate's take.
Jeffrey Epstein, how does this happen? How does he commit suicide in jail when he had already tried and they knew that this was a possibility? So check this out. People that were abused, one woman accused him of rape. They were young girls. There were just lurid details. He had so much money. He owned an island. Crazy money was dripping from his palms, so he could do what he wanted. Apparently, allegedly, he really liked younger women, but younger underaged women, so the story goes. And so many came forward to talk about these horrible things that had happened to them. And it took a lot of courage and it took a lot of digging to make this happen. And he bails. Or somebody helped him bail. We don't know the real story. We know that he definitely died in his jail cell. There are conspiracies that are abounding as to how that happened. But his death makes it as if his indictment on these abuse charges never happened. So he'll be presumed innocent of the charges in perpetuity, which is sickening to even say that phrase. And as we come to a close for this hour, I have to just give it to you straight. This should never have happened. All this evidence that was gathered in the case, all the harm he allegedly put those young girls through, what happens now? Let's hope the clients, and I think they will try to seek justice however they can from the people they claim enabled Epstein's alleged abuse. The enablers are the ones who need to answer for what has happened. And there's a couple in particular that I'm going to mention. But first, here's what William Barr, the Attorney General, had to say upon learning that in Manhattan, apparently, even though a guy tried to commit suicide, has more money than God, they can't seem to keep him on watch so that it doesn't happen again. Here's what he had to say.
I was appalled, and indeed the whole department was, and frankly, angry to learn of the MCC's failure to adequately secure this prisoner.
Yeah. So there was a statement that was released on Saturday by the Manhattan U.S. Attorney General, Jeff Berman. He confirmed Epstein's death. He recommitted his office to giving the victims their day in court. That's good. He said to these brave young women who have already come forward and to many others who have yet to do so, let me reiterate, we remain committed to standing for you in our investigation of the conduct charged in the indictment, which included a conspiracy count. It remains ongoing. Let's hope they do that. Because according to the court documents, including the treasure trove that was released on Friday, I say treasure trove because it's a treasure trove of sickness that Epstein was carrying around. His alleged crimes were enabled by a whole bunch of facilitators and recruiters. They coerced girls into sexual trafficking. We talk about human trafficking and the shock of that now. And he was one of the biggest offenders, allegedly. Even after his death, let's hope some of them can be brought to justice. One name comes out or stands out. Her name is Ghislaine Maxwell, longtime girlfriend, allegedly one of the co-conspirators. They're trying to find her. They can't locate her. They know that she was definitely out there, again, allegedly supplying these young girls, finding them, coercing them into going to these different places to show up for Epstein. And the Bureau of Prisons, what a failure to adequately secure him. Here's what Eric Young of the American Federation of Government Employees Council of Prisons had to say about that.
Only a couple of months ago, he actually testified before the Senate Appropriations Committee about some of those irregularities, and that is the large deficit in staffing shortages that has plagued our agency bureau-wide.
Yeah, because what they're saying is there wasn't enough guards. That's what they're trying to say at the Metropolitan Correctional Facility. But because he tried to take his own life, and then he was supposed to be checked on every 30 minutes but wasn't. He was supposed to share a cell, but his cellmate was removed on Friday and wasn't replaced. So was it a suicide? Was it a homicide? I say the question's out there. Suicide is most likely the cause of death, but it has to be investigated, and they are investigating it. So criminal trials allow victims to confront the person who harmed them and force the person to hear them. I think that's empowering. It's cathartic, and they're denied that. The victims are denied their chance to confront him. And to me, that is a miscarriage of justice that they cannot do anything about because the guy is dead. He's gone. And so while people try to figure out, is it a conspiracy? Is there something else going on? What could this possibly be? I say to you, it's the victims once again who get screwed up in this whole mess. Why is it always the victims, not the alleged disgusting perpetrators? He was psychologically damaged, 66 years old. placed on suicide watch less than 3 weeks ago after being found in his cell with bruises on his neck. Then he gets returned to the jail's housing unit of the notorious and infamous, let's put it that way. What were they thinking? Nobody that was specially trained on inmate suicide watch was around? Wasn't there a direct and constant supervisor at the MCC? They should be scrutinized. They should be. There were about 100, or 300 rather, not 300, 30, let's get the number right, not fake news, 30 vacancies at the MCC. So they say it's a shortfall that forces officers to work multiple overtime shifts. And then there's some civilian workers who have to work officer shifts. That's what's going on at that prison. Well, it's a shame. Explain that to the victims. He was waiting trial on federal sex trafficking charges when he was found unresponsive in his cell at 6:39 on Saturday. Hey, they took him to Presby. They did the show, but he was pronounced dead immediately. Awful. The president tweeted out or retweeted a conspiracy theory backed by no evidence linking Epstein's death to former President Bill Clinton. I don't think there's a political charge here for either the current president or a former president in Bill Clinton, but I think it's a question of the victims. I think we should demand that the Bureau of Prisons have to respond to this. They have to look at all aspects of Jeffrey Epstein's detention since he arrived there last month. What about the video surveillance of the cell? Did something happen? Did somebody ultimately help him in some way? I mean, this guy was indicted on charges of sex trafficking conspiracy, pled not guilty, and the indictment alleged, which is no longer valid for him, he sexually exploited and abused dozens of minor girls at his home. They called it the Lolita Train in Manhattan and Palm Beach, Florida, and other locations from 2002 to 2005. So now there's a lot of looking going on, and I hope they find something underneath the rock to throw at somebody, because these victims are the ones who, again, get victimized. Look, the guy had damaging info on a lot of rich and famous people, supposedly, including Prince Andrew, which the royals deny all that, but he was named several times. Then there was technology circles, people well-known in Silicon Valley. They were mentioned in it. So could it be that it was better to have Epstein purged from the earth than to be able to have all of this out there? Even the French minister wants an investigation in France as to what happened. Wants to know, is there more to the story? He was a well-connected money manager, and he's been dogged for years by allegations he sexually abused girls and young women. And then he's found hanging by his neck. The end wasn't good enough for Jeffrey Epstein or me or those victims. Thanks for listening to the show. Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate?
That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.